Trevor, Thursday Thunder. You know, I had a little change in plans this morning. I had planned on talking about allowing the unexpected gift to arrive. Sounds good, right? Because today is the 53rd Thursday of 2020. I started this, I think it was January 1st. Might have been January 2nd. I think it was January 1st. So if you think about it, started on a Thursday, ending on a Thursday. My thing in 2020 has been Thursday Thunder. This is number 53. What I learned in school, there are 52 weeks in a year. So this is a bonus. This is a gift. This is an unexpected surprise, especially to end such a year. However, I'm here. I've got, you can't see him. I'll pick him up. There he is. There's Pepper. And if you could feel my hand, he's shaking. He's scared. Because it's December 31st, New Year's Eve. Holland is famous or infamous for their fireworks. Even though it's been completely banned this year, it's not going to stop the hardcore firework people. They go to Poland and they load up their cars. I don't know if you can see him shaking, poor guy. And the reason we're out here is because he's got to poop. The reality meets the fear. So today, instead of I heard an echo. Wow, I'm in a bit of a valley here. Maybe it's another unexpected gift. 53rd Thursday of the year. I didn't expect this year to be what it was. When we started back January 1st, episode one of Thursday Thunder, I wasn't even sure I'd make it through to 52, yet only to be surprised by a secret bonus gift at 53. So just to finish off that topic, what were your unexpected gifts this year? I know we've got all kinds of expected nightmares and terrible and bad and corona and yuck and lockdown and everything that goes with it. But if you look back, what were the unexpected gifts? Like for me, it's Bali 2022. I'm pretty sure that wouldn't have materialized had it not been for the lockdown, had it not been for the lack of human interaction, the people getting together in real life. And that's what I think I missed the most. So Bali 22 is an unexpected gift from 2020. On to fear. I doubt you can hear that, but there are just two big booms out there. He's so scared. Yet, what is he scared of? I think in his canine mind, he's scared of the unknown. Or maybe those booms go back to something in the past. But if we take his fear and bring it over to us, what are we scared of? What are we fearful of? Especially in 2021. What is based in the past? What is based on nothing? What fears are unfounded? And which ones can we let go of? And believe me, I would love to get rid of the fears of the fireworks for this guy. Oh, and the thunder, by the way. Sorry for the inappropriately named weekly video address here, Pepper. But hey, lightning is overrated. Thunder's where the power is. I still believe that after 53 weeks of doing this year. The idea might come on the Monday or Tuesday for this week's message. And yet the thunder is when it rolls in, is when the power arrives. So if we are stuck in fear, if we have this fear that's holding us back, we're going to get through it, right? Just like this guy's going to, we're going to get home and he's going to go under the stairs. He's probably not going to grow from this. I don't know enough about the canine mind and all that. But how are we going to grow from our fears? How are we going to take our fears and move beyond them? And especially address the ones that are unfounded and the ones that we have no true experience in reasoning for being fearful of. Of course, there are real fears. There are reality fears. There's real life stuff of money and food and shelter and purpose. And we get into the bigger stuff and purpose and emotion and meaning in your life and happiness and joy. Are we getting to the good stuff yet? How are we letting those fears hold us back from the higher level emotions that we want to be having, the joy and happiness and meaning and purpose and all that. And all that. That's the good stuff. So my message to you, my wish to you, is to get over especially the unfounded fears, to start the project, to get going on the thing you've been scared of getting going on. Hop over the fear. Go hide under the stairs for a little bit. Let it pass. See how you can grow from it. See how you can take that fear, put it aside or address it head on. Look at this guy. What if we had a big old firework? I mean, he'd probably go nuts. He's a dog. We have a few more senses, not many, as humans, to be able to deal with things like fear. I probably spent 10 years in fear of becoming a writer, in a fear that I would fail. It took me 30 days to realize I didn't need to fail. And what did I really have to be afraid of? It's a new year. It's a new dawn. It's a new day. I think that's a song. It's the end of 2020. Thank goodness. Today's a gift. It's the 53rd Thursday of the year. Surprise, unexpected gift. I grant to you. Please accept it with my warmest wishes that this year be done. And next year, start tomorrow, because it will, fearful or not. It will begin tomorrow. So what are you going to do to get over a fear you have and step into 2021? Step higher above one of those fears that you have crushed into the ground. Huh? Happy New Year. See you next Thursday. I'll be here. Will you?